Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. This week, Dell Technologies announced an investment of $50 million US dollars over 3 years. Now, this did start in 2019, and this is in the establishment of a global innovation hub right here in Singapore. Of that planned investment, just over $20 million US dollars will be invested this year. The innovation hub is launched under the Dell Technologies Digital Future Made in Singapore initiative that aims to fast-track the adoption of digital solutions and drive digital innovations developed right here in Singapore for partners and customers globally to be future-ready. To find out more, we're joined today by Tianbing Ng, and he is Senior Vice President and General Manager Asia Pacific and Japan and Channel and Country Senior Vice President for Singapore at Dell. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel, for having me on your show.
Wonderful to have you with us, and we look forward to being inspired by this conversation of innovation. So let's start off and talk about the innovation hub that you've just launched. Can you tell us a little bit more about what it is that you plan to be developed at the GIH?
Sure, Rachel. The GIH is launched under our Dell Technology Digital Future Made in Singapore initiative. So it's an initiative really targeted at fast-tracking the adoption of digital solutions. And importantly, you know, digital solutions that are developed here in Singapore, you know, and for the global market, right? So it's quite unique is that it's first of its kind innovation center that we have situated outside our global headquarters, you know, in the US. There are sort of six growth areas that we are focusing on, right?
And
obviously the important area in the market right now is digital transformation. So the six areas we're focusing on is augmented and mixed reality, data analytics, cloud native, cybersecurity, edge computing. So these are all some examples of the six areas that the Global Innovation Hub is focused at.
Can you give us some examples of the types of product that you expect to be developed? You've mentioned six key areas, but can you share with us some examples from those six key areas so we can help to, it'll help us visualize what exactly we can expect from the GIH?
Sure. In fact, you know, I can sort of quote maybe two simple examples, right? Mm. One of it is, for example, a sort of a wellness tracker that we've built, you know, from the R&D hub here now. Obviously, you know, with the pandemic, lots of work from home that's happening with you know, many of us. So this is an app that we actually capture a sort of a user's seating posture, obviously from their camera that's in their respective laptops.
You know, sitting up straight in my chair now.
Exactly. Okay. So it sort of analyzes, obviously with the user's consent, right? You know, then it analyzes sort of the user's seating posture and sort of deliver prompts and alerts, right? To encourage the sort of user to move or to do adjustments.
No more hunching over your keyboard.
Yes, yes. So it does actually uses sort of AI or artificial intelligence, right, to actually do this. So that's one great example. Another one is what we call augmented reality assistant. So what this is it uses, for example, if we had an engineer that was going out to sort of service one of our Dell, you know, servers, for example. What they do is that they actually use augmented reality using your sort of a mobile phone. And you sort of put a picture, you know, over the server, and the augmented reality guide will actually guide you on sort of how to fix, right? Like what sort of buttons or slots to press on your server in order to fix your system, right? So you think about it, you know, really sort of an instructional using, you know, augmented reality.
So a virtual technical assistant.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
I see. And you've mentioned that the Innovation Hub is the first of its kind outside the US. Why launch here in Singapore?
Well, I mean, Singapore really is sort of a ideal location, right? If you think about it, I think everyone knows Singapore is really sort of Asia's technical capital and a global technology hub. You know, in fact, if you look at the ranking, right, I think recently Singapore is ranked in KPMG sort of survey as the world's leading technology hub. And also, if you look at the Global Talent Competitive Index, right, where, you know, for example, you know, where there's a survey on all the different cities around the world, right, we actually rank third globally in terms of global talent, right? So really, we think that it's really sort of an ideal hub. The government obviously has done a lot too in investing in R&D, in research, right? So this has really been an ideal place for us to set up a global innovation hub.
We're speaking to Tian Beng Ng, Senior Vice President and General Manager, Asia Pacific and Japan Channel, and Country Senior Vice President for Singapore at Dell. And I also understand that the establishment of this innovation hub has created more than 160 job opportunities in emerging technologies in Singapore, and the hiring process will be completed by this year. Can you tell us more about the possible roles available on the back of the
launch? Rachel, lots of different roles. In fact, we're looking at diverse R&D, innovators. We really comprises of like designers, developers, strategies, right? We actually have hired already 3/4 of the 160, and okay. I think we're quite on track to do all the rest of the hiring, by this year.
I see, and I understand that you're going to be working with students as well.
We are actually. In fact, part of the announcements that we made just last week is that we announced we have what we call a tech skills accelerator, right? Mm-hmm. And we also announced a arrangement where we're working the SMU, for example, to actually equip sort of 1,000 students with skills around the cloud native technology. So this is a new sort of a technology area that is really emerging and really interesting, and we are equipping sort of students with the skills to do cloud native technology.
And you're doing all of this amidst the pandemic, and it isn't a small investment as well. Of the planned investment, 30 million Singapore dollars going to be invested this year, supported by Digital Industry Singapore. These investments are going towards, as I mentioned earlier, accelerating developments in digital experiences and research and development capabilities. So what can we expect in the year ahead? What's next from Dell for Singapore?
Yes, we're definitely going to accelerate. I think what we are doing, I gave sort of two examples earlier mm-hmm. on of very yep. innovative sort of apps and use cases that we've done. So we're obviously going to continue that and create more innovative digital transformation solutions, right? That is developed here in Singapore for the world. But we're also benefiting some of our customers here in Singapore. So for example, the Port Authority of Singapore and Duke NUS Medical Schools, right? Some examples of, customers in Singapore that have, taken advantage of our digital transformation solutions, for their, environments.
Can you walk us through the rollout for these projects once they've been developed at the GIH? What are we looking at when it comes to possible commercialization?
Yep. Sure, Rachel. So we do a lot of, obviously, testing and developing mm-hmm. of the R&D solutions. I think the usual process is that we usually pick a market to sort of pilot the respective solutions mm-hmm. before we actually commercially launch it, right? And again, referencing back to the earlier question, right? I think Singapore is quite an ideal location because we're sort of the epicenter of Asia, right? We usually pick up some of our countries here within the region to do a pilot before we, commercially launch these solutions globally.
So possible that, as you mentioned, Singapore will benefit in a number of ways, and Singaporeans or people living in Singapore could perhaps benefit from testing out some of these new tech products first.
Yes, very much so.
Wonderful. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of those updates with us, and congratulations again on your successful launch.
Great.
Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to Prime Time right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.